The globalists strike back with a major push toward a cashless society. This is today's major report. The globalists strike back with a major push toward a cashless society. We all know what the cashless society means. Their agenda may be on the rocks in the U.S. at the moment, but that doesn't mean that the globalists are giving up. In fact, a major push toward a cashless society is being made in the European Union right now. Last May, we learned that the 500 euro note is being completely eliminated. And just a few weeks ago, the European Commission released a new action plan which instructs member states to explore potential upper limits to cash payments. In the name of fighting terrorism, this action plan discusses the benefits of prohibitions for cash payments above a specific threshold. And it says that those prohibitions should include virtual currencies such as Bitcoin and prepaid instruments such as prepaid credit cards when they are used anonymously. This new document does not mention what an appropriate threshold would be for member states, but we know that Spain already bans certain cash transactions above 2,500 euros, and Italy and France already ban cash transactions above 1,000 euros. This is a perfect way to transition to a cashless society without creating too much of an uproar. By setting a maximum legal level for cash transactions and slowly lowering it. In effect, you can slowly but surely phase out cash without people understanding what is happening. And there are many places in Europe where it is very difficult to even use cash at this point. In Sweden, many banks no longer take or give cash out. At approximately 95% of all retail transactions are entirely cashless. So even though Sweden has not officially banned cash, using cash is no longer practical in most situations. In fact, many tourists are shocked to find out that they cannot even pay bus fare with cash. So most of Europe is already moving in this direction. And now this new action plan is intended to accelerate the transition toward a cashless society. The public is being told that these measures are being taken to fight money laundering and terrorism. But of course, that is only a small part of the truth. A half-truth, if you would. The following comes from the anti-media. The European Action Plan does not mention a specific dollar amount for restrictions, but as expected, their reasoning for the move is to thwart money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Border checks between countries have already been bolstered to help implement these new standards on hard assets. Although these end goals are plausible, there are other clear motivations for governments to target paper money that aren't as noble. In a truly cashless society, governments would be able to track where everybody is and what everybody is doing all of the time. Think about the ramifications of that. And in order to have access to the cashless system, people would have to comply with whatever requirements governments wanted to impose on their helpless populations. The potential for tyranny that this would create would be off of the charts. But very few people seem greatly alarmed by the move toward a cashless system all over the globe. You know why they're not alarmed? Because technology makes it so much easier. It's so cumbersome to have to carry change. You know what this is? Listen to this. It's a freaking change jar. I mean, this thing, listen to that. That's heavy. Change in cash. Of course, it's cumbersome. You can carry a little plastic card that... You don't need that massive change jar anymore. But again, I have physical coins. And of course, I mean, they're just freaking pennies and dimes and stuff. But it's change. It's physical. But if you do away with that, if they get rid of the cash and the change and money, everything just becomes a manipulated number online. Instead of calling it money, they could actually just call it credit or credits. So you never actually earn a living, you just earn credits. Do you see where this goes? Or where it can go? This is dangerous. Because it also makes it a million times easier for them to take your credits away, or your money away. You can't pay your bills if you don't have the money. You can't do anything if you don't have the money anymore. But if you have cash, or if you have gold or silver or something that you can hold, the government can't take that away. Unless, of course, they storm your house and stuff like that, or somebody robs you, or if the FBI covertly robs you, whatever. You get my point. It's a lot harder than just simply pressing delete on someone's account. The globalists are striking back with a major push toward a cashless society. This is not the first push, and it sure as hell will not be the last. To get the latest news, go to christiantruther.com/news. You will not want to miss what we produce in this next exclusive. We're going to tie so many pieces together and expose so much of what's going on and the real war that's been going on for a very, very long time. It's been like just subtly in the background, and many have failed to notice it, or many to expose it. You won't want to miss it. Make sure you check it out. Go to christiantruther.com/info to find out more information. God bless and carry on.